Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Financiera Independencia's 2024 third quarter results conference call. My name is Daniela, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. As a reminder, this video conference is being recorded. Joining us today from Financiera Independencia is Mr. Eduardo Mesmaquer, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. José María Cid, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. José María Cid. Mr. Cid, you may begin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining FinDep's third quarter results 2024 conference call. We published these results yesterday, which are available on our investors relations website, findep.mx. I would like to remind you that the information shared during this conference call may include forward-looking statements and as such are subject to assumptions, uncertainties, risks, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described, including risks that may be beyond the company's control. Now, I will turn the call over to Eduardo Mesmaquer.
Thank you, José María. Good morning, everyone. I will start with some highlights from our third quarter 24 operations. Reported net profit for the quarter reached 198 million pesos, another quarter of strong results, 21% higher year on year, and the highest third quarter in the company's history. The top line is strong, with interest income up 6% from prior year and operating expenses well controlled. Costs as a percentage of average portfolio improved to 31%, and the quarter-ending portfolio balance increased 7% versus the prior year and 2% under constant FX. Liquidity is strong, with cash at 821 million pesos and net debt decreasing 11% year on year. Additionally, 2 weeks ago, the company announced that it expanded its credit line with Nacional Financiera Development Banking Institution from 750 million pesos to 1.05 billion pesos, and also increased the credit line to Apoyo Económico Familiar from 500 million pesos to 800 million pesos. This increase in lines reflects the proactivity and strength of the company's strategy, as well as the confidence of the company's lenders, despite market challenges. Our equity-to-asset ratio increased to 52% at the quarter end, 7.1 percentage points above the same time last year. Our portfolio base in Mexico grew approximately 5% year-on-year, and our U.S. portfolio declined 2% year-on-year in dollar terms. In the third quarter 24, loan origination was 1.3 billion pesos, an increase of 11% compared with the last year, or an increase of 6% under constant FX. Compared to the prior quarter, total loan originations decreased 3%, with originations in Mexico decreasing 3% and those in the U.S. decreasing 11% in dollar terms. The change in each of the portfolio origination activities in the quarter reflects our responsiveness to prevailing market and macroeconomic conditions. The consolidated NPL ratio measured as Stage 3 loan portfolio over the total portfolio was 5.8% in the third quarter 24 versus 5.7% in the prior quarter, and improving 70 basis points against the prior year. FinDep's write-offs amounted to 349 million pesos in the quarter, increasing 10% from the prior quarter, but declining 9% from the prior year. Compared to the average portfolio, trailing 12 months write-offs decreased from 20 to 18% year-on-year. NPLs plus trailing 12 months write-offs of the total loan portfolio, including trailing 12 months write-offs, was 20%, compared with 22% in the prior year. Now, I would like to share some performance highlights from each of our businesses during the quarter. Independencia represents 35% of the total portfolio, and its portfolio grew 3% year-on-year, with net interest income also increasing 3%. Apoyo Económico Familiar represents 27% of the total portfolio and experienced a growth of 7% year-on-year, with net interest income growing 5% versus the prior year. Apoyo Financiero represents 38% of the total portfolio, increasing 10% year-on-year in pesos, down 2% in dollars. Net interest income increased 3% in dollars versus the prior year. We are pleased with this quarter's strong results, underpinned by consistent execution of our strategy. Our strong and consistent operational efficiency continues to be led by our focus on digital transformation priorities across processes and work streams. This focus continues to drive both the quality of the service we can provide to our customers and our results. I will now hand over the discussion to José María, who will provide additional details of our results.
Thank you, Eduardo. In third quarter 2024, interest income was 1.3 billion pesos, an increase of 6% year-over-year, with a 7% increase in the loan portfolio, or 2% under constant FX. Interest expense of 152 million pesos increased 8% year-over-year, supporting portfolio growth as we continue to proactively manage outstanding indebtedness. Net interest income of 1.12 billion pesos increased 6% year-over-year. The provision for loan losses, or PLL, was 389 million pesos in third quarter 2024, 16% higher compared to the prior quarter and 9% higher versus the prior year. PLL to average loans was 19%, an improvement of  180 basis points from the prior quarter and 80 basis points from the prior year. Non-interest expenses were 633 million pesos in third quarter 2024, 2% down from the prior quarter and 31% as percentage of average portfolio, reflecting continued discipline and control in managing the expense base. Interest-bearing liabilities are down 20% year-over-year, or 23% under constant FX, compared to a 7% increase in the loan portfolio, or 2% under constant FX. Compared to the prior quarter, interest-bearing liabilities have decreased 3%, or 6% under constant FX. The company maintains a strong financial position with cash and cash equivalents at 821 million pesos, or 7% of total assets, and a solvency ratio, equity to total assets, of 52%, improving 7.1 percentage points from the prior year and 1 percentage point higher than the prior quarter. Net debt, measured as interest-bearing liabilities minus cash and cash equivalents of 3 billion pesos at the end of the quarter, was down 383 million pesos, or 11% from the prior year, a 16% decline under a constant FX rate, reflecting prudent portfolio and debt management. On a sequential basis, net debt decreased 111 million pesos. Our operating cash flow during third quarter 2024 was 711 million pesos. The company's coverage ratio was 229%, measured as allowances for loan losses over Stage 3 loans, flat to prior quarter and 204% in the prior year. The company's return on equity ratio for the quarter was 13.7%, increasing 70 basis points from the prior year, and our return on assets ratio was 7.1%, increasing 110 basis points from the prior year. When considering tangible equity for the quarter, it marginally increased to 17.6% versus 17% in the prior year. Overall, the company again delivered strong and consistent results in the quarter and prudently managed changes in the portfolio. Operator, we'd like to open the call for questions at this time.
Thank you. If you would like to place a question, you can do so by raising your hand. The button is available at the bottom of the screen. Once it is your turn to ask a question, we will unmute you so you can use your microphone. We will now pause for questions. Our first question comes from Nicolas Riva. Please state your company name and then ask your question.
Thanks, Eduardo and José María, for the chance to ask questions. It's Nicolas Riva from Bank of America. I have a few questions. The first one, if you can comment on your 2028 bond, which has a step up in the coupon to 12% in early 2026. I believe you can call this bond at par anytime now, and it's trading around par. So if you can discuss your expectations for liability management on this bond again, given that it has the step up in the coupon, and if you would consider a new issue in the dollar market, again, given that the 28s are trading at par now. That's my first question. Second question, if you can discuss your expectations for loan growth and asset quality in Mexico and in the U.S. in 2025. Then the third question, I'm just passing along a question from an investor actually here. If you can give us an update on the refinancing of the credit line with HSBC Mexico, which I believe matures November this year for about 1 billion Mexican pesos. If you can discuss an update on the refinancing of that line. Thanks, José María and Eduardo.
So first, regarding the FinDep 28s, we do not have currently any plans for liability management. They do have the step up, but we still have time to consider options from here until that point. Regarding an issuance in the international market, I mean, we would be delighted to re-enter the international market. Yet, I think there are still things happening with other NBFIs in Mexico, and we'll have to wait until those are resolved and there is more appetite for NBFIs in Mexico. Regarding growth expectations, I guess we're currently in two very uncertain periods in Mexico and in the US. We have a new government in Mexico, and there is, especially regionally, some changes in the level of investments that particularly the southeast of Mexico is receiving. So we are kind of in a cautious pulse in terms of growth, understanding what's going to be the new policies, how that's going to affect our segment. And obviously, in the US, there's the elections, and we're also kind of cautious pulse moment. You know? We do see very positive trends in the US economy, yet the positive trends are a decrease in inflation, but some of the prices in some of the basic goods have remained high, and that in itself affects our segment. In terms of the maturity, Chema, do you want to comment?
Yeah, for sure. Hi, Nico. The line for with HSBC was signed in November 23 for 1.4 billion pesos, and it's coming due on November 26. It was a 3-year line, or is a 3-year line. And basically, we have a date. I mean, we speak daily with our banks, so it's not the moment to renew that line yet. But we have a very good relationship with them, and I don't see any problem bringing that in the future. This is coming on the 20th.
Thanks, José María and Eduardo. One follow-up for Eduardo on his earlier comments regarding expectations for the U.S. and Mexican business. Any actual any guidance you can provide in terms of actual loan growth you would expect for both geographies, or even direction in terms of asset quality for next year?
Frankly, I think, I mean, we have been saying this. I mean, as Eduardo said, we see some signals of recovery in the U.S. market. I think we can see low single digits in the portfolio for the U.S. in the near future.
Okay.
And so high single digits would be what we expect.
Okay, thanks very much, Eduardo and José María.
We would like to remind everyone that in order to ask a question, you must press the raise your hand button at the bottom of the screen. We have not received any further questions at this time, so I will send the call over to Mr. Sieve for some closing remarks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time and interest on Financiera Independencia. As you know, my contact information is available on our website at findep.mx if you have any further questions. Have a great day.
That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.